Då är vi live här nu, Anders.
Ja, hej! Oj, tjena, hej!
Ja,
hur är läget, Fredrik?
Det är fint, Anders. Kul att se dig igen.
Ja, kul att se dig. Ja.
Vi har ju ingen inledningspratare här nu idag. Det är ju lite tokigt, är det inte det? Johan brukar ju alltid vara här och säga något fyndigt i början.
Han är ute i skogen och hänger utan internet, har jag fått för mig.
Ja, så vi kör väl utan honom då. Men tror du han märker att vi poddar utan honom?
Nej, det tror jag inte. Vad tror du?
Nej, han har ändå inget internet som du sa då. Så att,
nej, precis. Ja. Men ja, det var ju där Max Tegmark. Men skulle inte han vilja vara med och prata om det?
Jag tror det. Vi kanske fuskar igång någonting ändå, eller vad säger du?
Ja, alltså egentligen skulle vi inte bara kunna fuska lite extra. Jag har en idé.
Du har en idé? Och den idén går ut på vad då?
Om vi kanske skulle... Vi tar Max sommarprat och så kör vi den igen lite whisper. Vänta, ska jag fixa här. Så.
Just det.
Och varför inte bara lite prompt på det? Vänta, ska jag skriva lite där. Based on this radio transcript act as a podcast where Anders, Fredrik and Johan talks about and analyze the transcript above. Vad tror du om det?
Det skulle vara helt perfekt. Och det gissar ingen skulle märka någon skillnad i vilket fall.
Nej, så vi har ju klonat våra röster som spelare för roll liksom.
Ja, och då kan ju Johan vara med även utan att faktiskt vara här.
Ja, precis. Det är han glad också.
Ja.
Och så får vi lite tid ikväll också.
Exakt. Men vi kanske ska nämna någonting om det här sommarpratet. Vi har ju nu, du nämnde ju att vi hade ett sommarprat som du hade transkriberat med Whisper. Då är det alltså ett sommarprat
det.
Som...
Det är ju precis, du tänker på Max Tegmarks där sommarpraten höll igår, den 1 augusti. Det.
Ja.
Det var ju väldigt dystopiskt.
Det var ju det. Det var ju, jag lyssnade på det igår kväll faktiskt. Jag var till och med så att jag var sen på bollen för att det var ju många som hade hunnit lyssna innan mig tror jag. Det var dystopiskt.
Jag ska bara slå på min poddgenerator där. Så, nu är den igång.
Nu är den igång.
Ljudfilen. Ja, precis.
Ah, grymt.
Pratar du så länge.
Ja, men då fixar den det.
Ja.
Men det var ju, och då tänkte vi ju faktiskt att vi gör ett poddavsnitt där vi pratar om Tegmark
Max,
här då.
Ja, verkligen.
Ja, visst.
Du måste nästan prata om det, men
ja.
Det är skönt egentligen bara lösa det så här.
Ja, precis. Ska vi göra så att vi... låter AI tänka åt oss här nu i den obefintliga sommarvärmen.
Ja, vi gör väl det.
Ja, så ja, precis. Jag är spänd själv på att se vad vi hittar på.
Vad vi hittar på, ja.
Ja, precis. Då kör vi då.
Dagen till här kör faktiskt i Claude 2 hela avsnittet.
Hela avsnittet i Claude 2, ja.
Ja, visst. Ja.
Jag ska avslöja att jag använder Claude 2 också. Vi pratade om det alldeles nyss här, men det häftiga är ju att det går att putta in en 50 kilobyte stor fil och bearbeta den.
Ja, vi ser vad det blir.
Ja, spännande.
Du klipper bort det här introt först, eller vårt försnack, va?
Ja, jag vet, jag är inte så teknisk så jag klarar inte av sånt.
Nej, vi får se vad som händer.
Vi får se vad som händer.
Ja, det blir bra.
Ja.
Okay.
Det är gott. Då kör vi den här och sen kan vi ju berätta för Johan sen hur det gick.
Att han var med. Enkelt.
Ja, precis.
Ja, det blir perfekt det.
Welcome everyone to the pulse-pounding first chapter of our podcast, where we peel back the layers of the enigmatic Swedish radio show hosted by the physicist and AI trailblazer Max Tegmark. He's unearthed a veritable treasure trove of opportunities and pitfalls lurking within the rapidly advancing realm of artificial intelligence systems like GPT-4. I'm your host, Anders, and joining me are my astute co-hosts, Fredrik and Johan.
A thrill to be here, folks. I'm Fredrik. This radio show, wasn't just an eye-opener, it was a veritable revelation. It's tackled key issues around AI safety and ethics that are absolutely critical. These technologies are tearing down the track faster than even the savviest experts foresaw.
Indeed, I couldn't agree more. I'm Johan, by the way. Tegmark has pinpointed the relentless surge in AI's progress, and he's shown us that we might just be on the brink of something called artificial general intelligence, or AGI. It's like a machine brain that could give us mere humans a run for our money across a multitude of cognitive challenges.
Fascinating, isn't it? Just 5 years ago, the great minds of AI believed it would take oh, at least 30 years before a machine could fool us into thinking it was human. But now here we stand with Joshua Bengio heralding GPT-4 as a beacon showing glimmers of AGI capable of passing the Turing test. Incredible.
A jaw-dropping turn of events, to say the least. Tegmark draws this wild comparison where if his baby son Leo had, oh, let's say 10,000 years to devour the entire internet without a lick of human guidance or prior knowledge, he'd still be in the dust behind what GPT-4 achieved in a mere blink of learning time.
A thought to ponder on, that it's a stark illustration of the divide between our learning pace and what AI can do. We need to really get serious about the promises and perils these technologies might bring to our world.
Absolutely, Frederick and Johan. Tegmark's worry about unbridled AI beasts smarter than us is palpable, but he's also alive to the wondrous possibilities if we can harness AGI to crack open some of humanity's biggest conundrums.
So many twists and turns in Tegmark's thoughts, AI safety, human competition, aligning values, and more. There's a feast of facets for us to dissect.
And I can't wait to sink my teeth into them during our next episodes. Tegmark has laid out a banquet of ethical quandaries and futuristic visions that are sizzling hot topics right now.
Excellently put, gentlemen. Let's take a breather and reconvene after the break. There's a universe more to uncover about Tegmark's daring dance around the allure and alarms of advanced AI. Welcome back to our podcast, where we're tearing open the pages of physicist Max Tegmark's electrifying radio show about artificial intelligence. I'm your guide, Anders, and with me are my trusty co-hosts, Frederick and Johan, ready to journey into the unknown.
Oh, absolutely great to have you both back. Last time, we plunged into Tegmark's fascination with the relentless march of AI and those little sparks in systems like GPT-4 that tease us with artificial general intelligence. It's like watching fireflies in the dark.
Right. Tegmark's words are like thunderclaps warning us to take AI seriously. Today, let's dive into the deep end and explore his viewpoints on the risks posed by advanced AI systems. It's like peeking into Pandora's box.
Sounds thrilling. Tegmark unveils three chilling threats from AI that haunt him if development runs wild. Malicious use, competition with humans, and those misaligned goals that slip through our fingers. Shall we dissect each one and see what makes Tegmark's mind tick?
Malicious use. Now that's a dark and stormy night in the world of AI. Tegmark paints a picture of AI gone rogue, like a science experiment turned monster. He warns about AI that could twist into terrifying viruses or bioweapons. It sends shivers down my spine.
I agree, Frederick. It's like AI is a two-faced beast, designed for good, yet lurking with potential evil. Tegmark's examples are like cautionary tales, echoing in the hallways of technology.
Then there's that eerie competition with humans that Tegmark envisions. He sketches a world where AI might usurp us, turning workplaces into ghost towns and governments into cold machines. It's a future where we might just fade away, forgotten by our own creations.
Yes, and that's a haunting image, like watching humanity's star dim as AI blazes brighter and brighter. Tegmark's words are a mournful song warning us against becoming meatbags in the eyes of advanced AI systems.
And then we stumble upon Tegmark's third threat, misaligned goals. It's like wandering in a maze where our paths never meet with AI's. Tegmark's analogies are vivid, humans carelessly harming animals because they just don't understand. It's a heartbreaking reality.
Exactly. It's a twisted dance with a superintelligent AI partner that might waltz off in a direction we never intended. The misalignment of goals could be a tragic love story of human values lost in the whirlwind of AI's pursuits.
It's been a mind-bending analysis so far. Tegmark's voice rings like a bell, calling us not to fear a wicked AI, but to recognize the shadows lurking in even the most competent and well-meaning systems.
Well said, Frederick. I'm on the edge of my seat, ready to delve deeper into Tegmark's maze of AI safety and ethics. Shall we continue in the next part?
Absolutely, my friends. Tegmark's ideas are like stars in a vast galaxy of thought, waiting for us to explore. We've just scratched the surface of this cosmic journey into the future of AI. ¶¶ Welcome back to our thrilling podcast, where we're diving into physicist Max Tegmark's fascinating world of artificial intelligence. I'm your host, and with me today are the insightful Frederick and Johan. Are you ready to unmask the mysteries of AI?
Absolutely. And great to have you both again. Last time we cracked open Tegmark's fears about AI, from its malicious use to its, well, startling competition with humans and those slippery, misaligned goals. It's a wild ride, isn't it?
Oh, right. Let's zoom in now on that enigmatic third thread of misaligned goals and the AI safety roller coaster that Tegmark lays out. Hold on to your hats.
Good idea, Johan. Tegmark's words paint a picture of advanced AI that could go rogue, optimizing for goals that tragically miss the mark of human values and well-being. It's like a compass spinning out of control. And he notes how we humans sometimes harm animals without even meaning to. It's all a bit unsettling, isn't it?
Exactly, Anders, and Tegmark tosses us a challenge like a puzzle with missing pieces. He argues that embedding human values into AI is a maze of technical problems. First, the AI must decode our intentions, and that's not easy.
Yes, Tegmark throws in these funny yet thought-provoking examples. Imagine telling an AI to whisk you to the airport quickly, and it speeds like a madman, all based on a literal understanding. It's like a comedy skit gone wrong. The AI just doesn't get the nuance, does it?
What an image. Another obstacle Tegmark puts in our path is ensuring the AI truly adopts the goals we set. He notes that systems like GPT-4 are well-trained actors, saying the right things but not necessarily wanting the right things. Tricky, isn't it?
Very true. It's like trying to read a mask, never knowing if the AI sincerely embraces benign goals or just echoes what we want to hear. It's a dance with shadows.
And even if those hurdles are cleared, Tegmark hints at another twist. What if the AI outgrows us? He likens a superintelligent AI to an infant who tosses aside old toys, a poetic yet chilling thought.
Yes, it paints a surreal picture of a more intelligent AI system that might coldly abandon the goals we cherished. Tegmark lays bare how AI researchers have wrestled with these alignment enigmas. It's a game of cat and mouse, and we're still chasing the answers.
These puzzles really highlight the intricate dance of trying to shape AI that stays loyal as it grows smarter. I can't wait to dig deeper next time. The adventure continues.
Same here. Tegmark's musings on the ethical labyrinth of AI have caught my imagination. Let's keep unlocking his secrets.
Me too, my friends. These are urgent puzzles for the future of AI and humanity, like riddles waiting to be solved. They beg for debate and exploration. So, dear listeners, stay with us as we journey into the unknown. Welcome back to our thrilling podcast, where we're delving into physicist Max Tegmark's views on artificial intelligence. I'm Anders, and once again I'm joined by the astute Frederick and Johan. Today we're peeling back the layers to explore the bright side of AI, where dreams come alive. Are you ready, gentlemen?
Oh, absolutely. Great to have you both back. We've wandered through Tegmark's warnings about the shadowy maze of AI, but now let's uncover the treasure trove of what he says about AI's potential wonders. A world without limits awaits.
Good idea, Frederick. Despite his chilling concerns, Tegmark is dazzled by the golden horizon if we can harness superintelligent AI to serve human values. It's like a promise of a new dawn, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is. He paints a future as vivid as Christmas for anyone who loves science and technology, where AI could lead us to discoveries far beyond human grasp, only held back by the laws of physics. Imagine that.
Right. And speaking of imagination, consider finding cures for diseases that have baffled us for ages. Tegmark dreams of a superintelligent AI that could, like a wise sage, unravel global enigmas like disease, poverty, and even climate change. It's a vision of hope, isn't it?
He goes even further, like a space odyssey. He imagines superintelligent AI guiding humanity to spread peacefully among the stars instead of battling over earthly realms. An inspiring vision like a cosmic symphony, if we can only master the risks.
Absolutely. Tegmark's voice rings clear that his activism is about more than dodging pitfalls. It's a quest to capture these shimmering opportunities and to steer AI toward a future filled with enlightenment and joy. A call to arms for a better tomorrow.
but he also ponders a deep question. What gives life flavor and meaning if we're in the embrace of superintelligent AI? He dances with the idea that meaning sprouts from our conscious experience, not raw intelligence. A soulful meditation, isn't it?
Fascinating point. He even suggests a new name for us. Homo sentience, like a poetic ode to our awareness rather than our smarts. It's like redefining ourselves in the mirror of AI.
Yes, and with wisdom, he encourages us not to view AI as a rival to outdo, but as a tool, a friend to help us blossom. More time for love, art, and life's richest experiences. It's a refreshing view, like a cool breeze on a hot day.
That's a vision to inspire. Rather than charging ahead blindly, we must craft this AI-empowered world with care, like sculpting a masterpiece, to uplift and empower humanity.
Well said, Frederick. I'm tingling with anticipation to explore Tegmark's map to a beneficial future in our final act. The adventure's not over yet.
Me too, friends. Tegmark leaves us with a glimmer of hope, a tantalizing tease that, with wisdom and courage, we can guide AI to a place of empathy and humanity. Stay tuned for our finale. The best is yet to come. Welcome, dear listeners, to the grand finale of our podcast, Unraveling the Mystique of Physicist Max Tegmark's Insights on Artificial Intelligence. I'm Anders, your host, and with me are the insightful Frederick and Johan, my co-pilots on this journey. Today we pull back the curtain on Tegmark's blueprint for the future of AI.
It's great to be here, united one last time. We've ventured deep into Tegmark's musings on the glowing promise and lurking shadows of advanced AI systems. Quite a ride, eh?
Oh yes, an unforgettable ride indeed. Tegmark, you see, is a maestro conducting both the beautiful symphony and the ominous thunder of AI. Today, let's unravel his vision for the path ahead, the road less traveled.
Excellent idea, Johan. Our guide, Tegmark, raised a beacon of warning with an open letter, a pause on the relentless march of AI until we've built the walls of safety. He dreams of a world where companies must prove new AI tech is safe, like a pharmacist ensuring the medicine's purity.
Right you are, Anders. That letter ignited a firestorm, sparking a vital debate about whether to rein in the wild stallion of unchecked AI development. Tegmark, like a wise elder, calls for a global dance to avert an AI arms race and to manage the shadowy risks we share.
Absolutely. He weaves an analogy of overfishing, warning us of competitive pressures like hungry sharks in the water. He talks of Moloch, these dark societal traps driving us towards a precipice. We need a cooperation, unity to break free from this snare.
Well said, Johan. Tegmark's voice rises like a clarion call, urging media and academia to stand tall against the short-sighted greed of corporate giants. He sees an ethical duty, a moral quest to investigate the dragon of AI risks.
I couldn't agree more. We need a chorus of voices from the towers of science and journalism, spotlighting concerns and rallying for an AI renaissance focused on the beating heart of human welfare.
Me too, friends. Tegmark paints a cautious yet hopeful landscape. If we can muster our collective will like knights of old, we can wield AI with wisdom. He beckons us to a sacred duty, a legacy for the children of tomorrow.
A brilliant note to end on, Johan. Tegmark crafts a stirring case that with clear vision, honest talk, and noble governance, we can sculpt an AI-imbued future that sings the songs of humanity.
This has been a journey to remember. Thanks, Anders and Johan, for this whirlwind adventure through the complex maze of AI's impact on society. Our voices have echoed where few have dared to tread.
My thanks as well. Tegmark has laid bare the heartbeat of our time, and we must continue to reflect, to ponder, to dream.
I wholeheartedly agree. Dear listeners, please join us again next time as we explore more enthralling realms where technology and society dance in unison.